This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's my game right here. I feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it. I taste it.
It's time for you to be legendary right here, boy.
This is First and Pod.
They could not run the ball to save their lives in this game.
Your favorite team through a national lens.
The beauty of this podcast is that we don't gloss over anything. We do every team in every game.
Instant reaction to all the big games all season long.
The NFL never seems to let us down when we need a banger, banger.
Now, here are your hosts, Andrew Filippone, with 8-time Pro Bowl corner and 3-time first-team NFL All-Pro.
Peterson may go all the way. He will. Patrick Peterson wins it.
Patrick Peterson.
A defensive effort that would have made Mike Singletary smile yesterday from the Chicago Bears. Very good, impressive win, like you said, Pat. 4-game winning streak for Ben Johnson. They showed his locker room kind of reaction after the game, and he was just as fired up as anyone who was on the field yesterday. So good on for Ben Johnson. Let's go to the Giants and the Broncos, because, Pat, you talked about how you poured up some lemonade at the end of the first half of the Cardinals game. Jackson Dart did more of that on the sideline at the end of the Giants-Broncos game with about 40 seconds left, thinking that he had this one.
I don't know how you didn't hit your upset pick here, Pat. I cannot believe that.
The Broncos pull one out, and Jackson Dart is still not sleeping well because of it. What's your reactions to how Bo Nix and the Broncos really pulled the rug out from under the Giants yesterday?
Man, this was a good one, man. I mean, I just felt like the early on in the game, you know, the Denver Broncos end up getting it going, you know, late in the third quarter and, you know, in the fourth quarter as well. But it just seemed like, you know, the young fellas and the New York Giants wanted it more than the Denver Broncos in the first half. You know, Denver Broncos, you know, committing a ton of fouls just on defense alone. They had, what, 4 defensive penalties in that first half, you know, and that's what ended up ultimately, you know, helping the New York Giants, you know, take that 13-0 lead in the first half. But then the defense ended up coming out in the second half and playing, you know, as, you know, well enough to get themselves back into the game. You know, Bo Nix ended up making a couple throws, the running game got going, you know, they ended up making a couple of splash plays to get them back in the ball game. But it came down to the game could have been over, or it could have been more time taken off the clock if Jackson Dart don't throw that late fourth quarter interception. I believe in that, in those moments, he has to understand that situation. Yeah, I don't know if he did not see the defender or whatever the case may be, but he cannot make that mistake in that moment, you know, in that game because of the circumstances, you know, that game was being carried with at that moment, you know. So it's either you throw the ball away or you take off, because if I'm not mistaken, it was like 3rd and 4. It was 3rd.
Yeah, he was getting sacked. Yeah. He probably should have just gone down instead of trying to make a play while his kind of lower half was on the way.
Yeah,
because he couldn't get his full body behind that throw, and that's why he didn't, you know, didn't get enough on it and threw an interception.
Yeah, just or just throw it away. You know, so I believe that that play right there ended up ultimately hurting the New York Giants because Denver Broncos end up scoring on, you know, on that mistake that they had. And then late in the game, you know, a great drive for Jackson Dart and the offense, you know, put together a really, really good plan to go down and take the lead. And then, you know, the last drive for the Denver Broncos, that was masterful, you know, by Sean Payton and Bo Nix on with no timeout. Well, I think they had one timeout, if I'm not mistaken, but hitting the routes and hitting the plays that they needed to put themselves in position to win that ball game. And last thing I'll say, what's up with these dang on field goal kickers missing all these extra points? Because if he don't miss those two extra points, it's a whole different scenario. You know, now the Denver Broncos are not going for a field goal.
Right.
Now they will have to go for a touchdown because now, you know, they're up 4 points versus two.
They also went for two because they were chasing the missed extra point and missed it.
Exactly.
So that's three points that they should have had, Pat. Denver scored 33 points in the fourth quarter.
Crazy.
That had never happened in NFL history. That's by a team that had been shut out through three quarters. They scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. It was 19-0 in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left. The score was 26-8. With 5 minutes left, the Giants were up 18 points and lost in regulation. Didn't even get to overtime. I thought the Ravens and Bills was the craziest finish in the NFL this year, or the Titans Cardinals game. Sorry, Pat.
Yeah.
You know, those are both hold my beer moments compared to this one because it was insanity. I do think the silver lining is, you mentioned the interception, he's got to be better. But Jackson Dart went up against probably the best defense in the NFL.
And he got over that double digits that you said he wasn't going to
get. Yes, I said he wasn't going to get the 15 points. Yeah, good prediction there, Pony. Yeah, I mean, it was an insane game. There were two touchdowns on deflected balls.
Yes.
Where
both teams.
Denver had a touchdown drop that turned into a catch by Franklin, which was their first touchdown, which gave them even a smidgen of life. And then the Giants had the same thing happen where Robinson had a ball go right off his hands, deflected to a teammate who ran it in for a score. So just crazy things happened. I thought the pass interference penalty that set up the Jackson Dart touchdown was a questionable one, so bad I thought Sean Payton was going to get himself ejected. I've never seen a coach come that far.
Yes, I thought he was going to get ejected too.
Dude was like in the pile. He was like in the huddle. He was so mad.
He was at the hashes. That's where he was. He was at the hash.
So it really ended up being, I think, a monumental game for Denver because they're 5-2 now with the way Kansas City's playing. That's huge. And now I think even though they've lost to the Chargers, they've given themselves some cushion on them. So I would pick Denver right now to be the second team that comes out of that division and makes the playoffs, which is massive. And the Giants, you know, it's a weird one, Pat, because like, how do you evaluate Brian Daboll after this game? His team had a horrible collapse, but the quarterback's playing his ass off. And me personally, this is me, I would not want to fire the coach and coordinator and have him start over with how well he's played.
I
would deal with the defensive. I would make him hire a new defensive coordinator or something at the end of the season. You can't mess with the chemistry right now with Jackson Dart and his offensive head coach. You can't.
Yeah, I agree. The way that Jackson Dart is playing, the confidence that he's playing with, and they even said it on the on the air that, you know, him and Jackson Dart have sat down and looked at some things that he ran in Ole Miss and wanted to implement some of those things in the New York Giants offense. So, yeah, you don't want to mess that up right now because, you know, ever since he has been in the lineup, this has looked like a whole new G-man offense. So you want to let this marriage be for at least one more year.
A tough loss for the Giants, for sure. You are right about Sean Payton. I thought he was about to grab someone's helmet and shoulder pads and head into the defensive huddle. Man, he was out in the field so far. But the Broncos escape with a victory, a very impressive one. We'll see if the Giants can bounce back. A team who doesn't seem to be bouncing back. And, gentlemen, I'm scrolling through my feed, my timelines, and I don't see any announcement that Mike McDaniel has been fired yet. I can't believe it. They lose 31-9 to the Browns. He benches Tua at the end of the game. It does not look like it can get any worse in Miami. Is this finally, and I think, Pony, you said it, that if it looked this bad against the Browns,
yep,
they have to make the move. Are you surprised that they still haven't made the
move? I am. I mean, I thought that they basically quit on him. When you let in the – first of all, it's in the rain. And
yeah, I knew it was going to be a bad game.
Yeah, I mean, Miami just looked like they wanted to be anywhere but Cleveland Brown Stadium.
Live Judkins, on Sunday.
Yeah, Judkins did whatever he wanted. He had a couple touchdowns, three touchdowns, actually. You've got Tua throwing three interceptions, 100 yards passing. I don't get it, man. I just, at the very least, you want to see if you make a coaching change, if the team, kind of the light bulb goes on and you get better efforts from them. The effort defensively has not been there the entire year. Nowhere to be found. I mean, they've had games offensively where they've played well, but they've also lost the games at the end because of miscues. So just the way he sounds after games too, McDaniel. I mean, send this guy back to the friggin' Revenge of the Nerds or Big Bang Theory or whatever. I mean, seriously. He's an assistant coach. He's got good offensive ideas. He's not someone that should command a 53-man locker room, and we're seeing that. He doesn't hold his quarterback accountable. Tua says really questionable things after games. Did more of that again yesterday. Not as bad as the week before, but still the comments. He just doesn't know when to stop talking. Yeah, so I would say I'm just flabbergasted. Even with no, Pat, you've said this before, even with no maybe veteran assistant coach, I would still just fire him to see if the team perks up and plays harder over the second half of the season. It's wild, man. I told you from the very beginning that they look like a team from training camp that was going through the motions.
Yeah, you're right. The Dolphins, they definitely was not. They looked like they was not interested in playing a football game on Sunday at all. Defense, correct. Yeah, defense looked atrocious, did not want to tackle at all. And Tua just continued to play bad football. This is his second game throwing three interceptions. This is a second three interception game. You know, went 12 for 23, 100 yards. Just talked about the three interception. QBR, 3.1. Yeah. Passing rating, 24.1. That is absolutely awful football. Like, that just... Like, I'm not a professional quarterback, but I know I'm not even going to say this because, I did participate in some quarterback, drills when I was with the Arizona Cardinals. I did beat those guys a couple of times. I also completed a pass in the NFL a couple of times as well, So, but I think I do have the privilege to say this. Hell, I can probably go out there and put up better numbers than what Tua did against the Cleveland Browns. You know what I mean? So, Tua is just not playing really good, playing good football. And I'm sad to say Tua always start the year off with a banger. November is around the corner, my boy. Mm-hmm. So it's about to start getting cold. And we know what the record is with the Miami Dolphins in cold weather games. You know what I mean? So this team right now is not showing any fight. They don't believe in their head coach. They lack leadership, and it's just literally just it's going to be a fire sale here in a little bit in the Miami Dolphins organization, the owner, Mr. Ross, he's not very happy. The team is not in a very, very good state, and they're not being represented very, very well. And I'm a Dolphin fan. Sad to say, ain't nothing changed. We've been the same Miami Dolphins since 2001.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Nothing has changed. Yeah, it's really tough going on in Miami, but I can't speak for all 53 of those players, but I know some woke up in South Beach today with the sunshine and the palm trees and was like, you know, things could be worse somewhere.
Live on Sunday.
Yeah, it could be worse. We could have this record and I could live in Cleveland or I could live in a cold weather.
G5 Monday.
But that sun is getting lower sooner and sooner. Tua got benched. Justin Fields also got benched in his loss. Maybe the only other team that's looking worse or just as bad as the Miami Dolphins is the New York Jets as they take a loss to the Panthers, move to 0-7. But did Justin Fields play bad enough to deserve his benching at the end of the game for Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, it's time to go, man. He's not making good enough plays. And I don't know if it's not the play selection or the play calling that the New York Jets are providing for Justin Fields. But, man, yeah, man, he's not hitting any throws. The offense is not in sync at all. You don't look comfortable going through progressions. Don't get the ball out fast enough. So Aaron Glenn said it, you know, he felt like the team needed a spark, and that they did. You know, they wasn't moving the ball at all. Bryce Hall the running game wasn't there for the most part. And out of the two quarterbacks, in my opinion, Tyrod Taylor is the better passer. He has more experience. I feel like he would have a better command of the offense. More of the offense playbook is available to him, in my opinion. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Justin Fields right now is not, you know, doing himself any justice on the way that he's playing far as throwing the ball. We all know he's super, super athletic. We all know that he can make, you know, has a really, really big arm. But at some point in time, you have to find a way to put it all together. You know what I mean? And that he has been finding trouble doing that, you know. So again, I don't know if that's the, you know, the offensive style that they're running that's not marrying up to his skill set, or it's just that, you know, he's not able to go through the progressions or read the defenses or get the ball out fast enough for him to be a successful quarterback for the New York Jets. So yes, I thought it's about that time because Aaron Glenn's job is on the line. You know, you have yet to win a ball game. You're 0-7. So that's what organizationally up top would want to see. We don't want to see the same old thing. Are you going to be willing to make a change? And therefore, he had to make a change. He made the change. Now, I don't know if he's going to continue forward with Tyrod Taylor. I suggest that he do because I don't believe it's going to get any better with Justin Fields. But, you know, that move at that time was definitely needed.
6 of 12, 43 yards, or 46 yards, 3 sacks in the first half, 3 points. Yeah, I mean, Aaron Glenn got all defensive last week in London about bench and Fields. It's almost half the season now, and you don't want to give up on the investment that they made, $30 million, but it ain't happening for him there. I don't think Tyrod Taylor is the long-term solution because of his age, but for a coach that needs to win games, give Tyrod Taylor the practice time and the reps before the game to get ready, and you'll give yourself a better chance. Not a much better chance, but I think still better. Justin Fields, I think, needs to go to a team like the Ravens or the Colts or the Bills and back up, or Washington, the Chargers with Herbert, and back up, I think, a dual threat quarterback. In an offense like a Greg Roman offense, that's going to fit his skill set better, Todd Monken in Baltimore. I think that's what's next for him if he's ever going to come back from this. You know, if he wants to be the next Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, I think that he's got to be a backup somewhere, and that's really his only hope. I'm not really convinced that that'll even work. If I were the Jets, this is what I would do. I would call the Browns right now, and I would say, do you want your pick back for Shador? And we'll give you a 6th-round pick right now for him and see what they say. And I wouldn't start him right away, but I would get him in the building. I would get him up to speed on the offense. And given their record right now, I mean, there's no saving this season, but I'd let Tyrod Taylor mentor him. And I would give him a shot to play 5 or 6 games, Pat, and see how it looks.
I'm not mad at that idea. Shador in New York.
What, man. Cleveland? I mean, does Cleveland have any use for him? I don't think so.
No, he's not playing this year.
No. The only
thing Cleveland has for him.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%.
Just has the intrigue, the storyline of keeping him. It's the only thing that really Cleveland has for use for him. I'm not mad at that either, Pony. I'd like to see Shador maybe even get a shot at playing this year. So maybe the Jets listen to you. A couple teams could use your expertise, man. Maybe the Jets listen to you. We move to the Thursday night game, right, as the Vikings go to L.A. to take on the Chargers. The Chargers now have, kind of bounce back from what just happened to them. This is our betting segment brought to you by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. A 2.5-point favorite, the Chargers are at home. Who gets the win, Vikings or Chargers?
Vikings get this win. The Chargers right now, they're leaking. Pony talked about it early on in the show, the defense. It's not the defense that we thought they was. They are who we thought. They're not. Well, how Mike Singletary said they are who we thought they were. Pony, you're right. The Chargers are who we thought they were, or at least they are who you thought they were. You know, not being able to really show up in these big time moments and continue to crumble. When America or fans have high hopes for them. You know, so I think this is going to be another game to where the Minnesota Vikings are going to try to make Justin Herbert one-dimensional far as passing the ball. And we know what type of pressure that Brian Flores is able to dial up. Yes, Carson Wentz and the Minnesota Vikings had a slow start, last week. But I believe this is going to be a good game for them to get their antidote back if, Carson Wentz is still the starting quarterback. If J.J. McCarthy is the starting quarterback, I don't know. I might have to second guess my pick, but if Carson Wentz is a starting quarterback, I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings on the road to get a win in La La Land.
Yeah, Wentz is going to start this game because they're not going to bring McCarthy back with only one day of practice to get ready for this. And then he'll probably play after this game unless Carson Wentz absolutely lights up the Chargers. And honestly, I don't rule that out. I mean, I love Minnesota. I'm getting the better team with points here. They can lose a close game by 1 or 2 points and still cover. I happen to think they'll win. They move the ball up and down on Philadelphia, 6 trips to the red zone. Carson Wentz could absolutely have a 2-interception game again. Guess what? So could Justin Herbert, based on the way they've played lately. I think Minnesota's pass rush, the way that Brian Flores gets pressure, it'll happen in this game. The Chargers don't really have much of a run game to fall back on. So I think Minnesota is going to go to LA. There's going to be a ton of Vikings fans there. It's going to feel like a home game for them. Yep. And the Vikings are going to get off the schneid here and rebound from their loss to Philly.
Going with the Vikings, baby. You see me. Going to Vikes.
That's 7 in the purple.
What's that on your head?
That's 7 in the purple. Yeah, I've always wondered what that is.
That's a lion, man. Heart of a lion, dog.
Okay.
So you got the heart of a lion. That's when the prince was born.
Mm-hmm.
In Gotham City, Batman. Pittsburgh.
Nice.
I'll let your boy.
I like that. I'm going to pause this real quick. Our last game to go over, the second half of the Monday night doubleheader tonight. Texans and Seahawks, C.J. Stroud and JSN back in the same stadium, 2 Ohio State legends. Who comes out victorious, Pony?
Yeah, this is a very underrated game. I'm going to have to get a – I don't do caffeine, James, so I don't know what I'm going to do to keep myself up till the end of this. Hopefully the game keeps the adrenaline going and I can get to 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning and see the end of it. You know, the Houston defense is probably one that gets talked about the least, that has had the most success through the first third of the season. The reason why they don't get more love is because they started 0-3 and their offense was so anemic. And unfortunately for them, I think the same thing is going to happen in this game. Seattle's defensive front was awesome against Jacksonville. They held the Jaguars to only 12 points. They sacked Trevor Lawrence, I think, 7 times. And I could see that continuing to be a problem because Houston's offensive line now for 2 years running has gotten C.J. Stroud killed. I think Nick Chubb has done a serviceable job as running back. I like Marks too, kind of mixed in, but it's still not what it was with Joe Mixon in that offense last year. And the big matchup in this game will be Stingley versus JSN. Does he travel with JSN? Does he stay on him the whole game? If he does, then that's where Darnold getting the ball to Cooper Kupp and Barner, the tight end who stepped up in the last few games, and even getting the ball to their running backs will be crucial in this game. But this will be a really good one. I think Seattle's going to win. It's been weird with them, James. They've been awesome on the road, the best team in the NFL on the road, and they've been under 500 at home under McDonald, which makes no sense because of what everybody says about the 12th man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Stroud's like a Mariners fan or something. Like, I've seen him wear Mariners.
Big Ken Griffey fan. I don't know if he's Mariners in particular, but he loves like Ken
Griffey. He wears Mariners caps to games. So,
and has the little baseball warm up that he does too. So
he's going to be a little distracted tonight with the Mariners and Blue Jays playing a game.
Say with the ALCS going on in town.
Yeah. So I'm going to take Seattle here. Seattle's a really good team.
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go. Why it's hard to really peg this game just on paper, because you have a team in Seattle who's not the best at home, and you have a team in Houston who is just average on the road, like 10-10 the last 2 years on the road under D'Amico Ryan. So it's not like they're a team that travels poorly, but not a team that you can bank on to kind of be themselves when they go on the road. So it's really kind of which unit to me shows out more of the two that you pegged, Houston's defense or Seattle's offense, because we've seen Seattle's offense, even in losses, put up 33, 35 points.
Yep.
I mean, if they get above that 30-point number, I don't think the Texans have the offense on the other side of the ball to really kind of keep pace with that. But in the same sense, if they make it kind of a physical football game, war of attrition, which isn't really either team's style, but if it's a lower kind of grinded-out game, then I can see that going more – towards Houston's way, as you know, a defensive play either way could swing the tide. So
Houston's got a really tough schedule. After this game, they play the Niners at home. They play the Broncos. They play the Jaguars. They play. They still have the Bills. They still have the Colts. They still have the Chiefs. I mean, they've got a brutal schedule. So it's hard for me to picture them going from 2-3 to the playoffs. However, if I were going to pick a team right now with a losing record to make the playoffs, obviously, people want to say Baltimore because they're getting Lamar Jackson back, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
if I were going to pick a team from the AFC to do it, it would be Houston. I don't think they will.
In a maneuverable division too, like the AFC.
Yeah, but I think they can leapfrog Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. I think they can get to second place, and it's just a matter of what second place in that division is going to get you this year, because it looks like the Bills and Patriots will make the playoffs in the AFC East. I would say the Broncos and Chiefs will make it in the West. So that really only leaves one wild card spot. And I do think Houston, if they win a game like this, is back in the mix for something like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.